At least four people have been killed in an attack on a hotel in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. The armed group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Gunmen stormed the Villa Rose Hotel, which is close to the presidential palace and is regularly used by government officials. Several people have been rescued. Somalia's Minister of State for Environment and Climate Change, Adam Al-Hirsi, joins me now on the phone from Mogadishu. He was at the hotel at the time of the attack. So good to have you with us. Have government forces now taken control of the hotel, or is the battle still ongoing?
The cleanup is continuing. The security forces have been patrolling them since the attack happened, and we were rescued to a safer place from the back door of the hotel. Now, it is not over yet, but we are being advised that the bulk of operations have ended.
Well, you were at the hotel at the time of the attack. Can you describe to us how it unfolded?
It was after we have finished the Isha congregation prayers, evening congregation prayers, in the mosque in the hotel. Shortly after 7:30 p.m., this massive deafening explosion happened towards the gate of the hotel, and then bullets started to rain from all directions, from the guards nearby, our own guards, and from the terrorists on foot. So we, very quickly, we have been told to head to the back door. We gathered in an area, a graveyard nearby the hotel. Then we have been led to safe exits in the back door of the hotel.
And do you have an update on the number of casualties?
There are people that were evacuated to hospitals, and there are people that died on this spot. We have been advised that 6 to 8 people have been spotted dead in the in and around the hotel, the location of the terrorist attack. And people might have died in the hospitals or might not.
Right. Well, the hotel was frequented, obviously, by government officials such as yourself. Was there a security failure for this group of assailants to be able to get into such a sensitive place and such a sensitive part of Mogadishu?
Of course there was a failure. If there were no failure, terrorists would not breach the gate of the hotel that we were meeting in. But remember, we are in a war, a raging war that guns are blazing. The terrorist kingpins are running for their lives in the remote villages in Somalia, in Galmudug and Hirshabelle and other parts of the country. So this manifest is that they are throwing their last kicks and using their last tricks in the books, in their death throes.
Right. The government offensive, the strategy of all-out war, has cleared Al-Shabaab from some areas of Somalia. But the UN says, for example, when it comes to civilian casualties, they have risen this year by 30%. And in fact, they're at their highest level since 2017. Is the government winning the security battle, the battle to make life more secure for citizens?
Well, of course, there is a pain in the interim. And we have decided to finish this once and for all. And there will be casualties, civilian casualties, and they want to increase the casualties of civilians so that we let up the war. And we're not going to let up the war. I think this is the right time to finish this. The Somali communities, all of them, rise up against this terrorist group who were illegally in the place that they were, extorting people, banning people, misusing their kids, making Islam look bad. So basically, this is the time to finish them off. Yes, as I said, there will be pain, but in the interim, but it is not a pain that will endure, that will wait for our children and our grandchildren. We are determined to finish this, and we will finish it, inshallah.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.